Today I'm with Professor Brian Morris from the University of Sydney, who's had a long interest in circumcision. Can you tell me, Brian, what are the advantages of being circumcised?
There are a tremendous number of advantages, starting in infancy and extending right through the lifespan. These include protection against urinary tract infections that are fairly common in infants, especially if they're not circumcised. Circumcision reduces the risk right through life, so that if the male is not circumcised, 1 in 3 will get a urinary tract infection. Other conditions include phimosis, which is a natural phenomenon and it takes time for the foreskin to retract. Nevertheless, that can cause problems if the boy has this condition. He has painful erections and problems during the teenage years after puberty, and even in men, still about 3% persist with phimosis, and that is that makes life very difficult for them, and it's underreported because any condition in the male is something that if it involves the genitals, will be something they don't even tell their parents about, and it goes untreated, and it usually just gets worse. Other conditions include inflammation of the penis, which again can occur early in life, but it persists right over the lifespan. Then there are devastating forms of inflammation, such as lichen sclerosis, which is a real nightmare to treat, and it's a devastating condition and does predispose to penile cancer. Other things that predispose to penile cancer later in life, and penile cancer affects 1 in 1,000 uncircumcised males, virtually no circumcised males, but things like phimosis that I mentioned is another, in fact the strongest predisposing factor. HPV is present in about half of penile cancers. Prostate cancer is another cancer that's associated with being uncircumcised, but the risk reduction from circumcision is not as great. Nevertheless, there's a lot more men will get prostate cancer than penile cancer, so the number of men protected by circumcision is far greater.
On the downside, is there any effect on sexual function?
There's an enormous amount of data now to show there's absolutely no adverse effect on sexual function. In fact, some of the latest meta-analyses show an improvement in sexual function. All sorts of studies, from surveys to penile sensory testing and so on, just absolutely nail it that it's a myth that circumcision somehow robs the man of sexual pleasure. It's just not true. In fact, the reverse.
And I think there are statistics to show that actually women actually prefer their husbands to be circumcised.
Yes, there have been 2 meta-analyses in recent times, both published this year, showing exactly that women prefer the circumcised penis. And there's no surprise there, because they know it reduces their risk of cervical cancer. They like the appearance of the circumcised penis more so than the uncircumcised. Hygiene is far better, the penis is cleaner, and the smell is also better, because the uncircumcised accumulates bacteria and often has a foul odour. Even if the man that does his best to shower and clean the genitals every day, the bacteria quickly return.
You've given us quite a few positive benefits of circumcision. Yes. What's the best age to be circumcised?
The best age is definitely in the first couple of months of life. You know, in the old days, the baby boys would be circumcised before the mother left the hospital. These days, with a quicker turnaround after birth, the mothers often leave the hospital and then have to turn around and seek a circumcision. And in Australia, it's available from many urologists, general practitioners, and paediatricians. Doctors in Australia who do circumcisions are all listed on the website of the Circumcision Academy of Australia, and that's freely available. People can just Google Circumcision Academy of Australia and get the information they need to find a doctor in their area.
Thank you so much, Brian, for your great information about circumcision.
My pleasure.